reputable providers. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. So Comcast wants to merge with Time Warner, spending about $45 million. So whose business is it other than the shareholders of the companies? Well, actually, it's the business of the American public. See, cable companies already essentially operate as legal monopolies in their respective areas. Comcast is already the number one cable and internet service provider in the country. But they haven't exactly been a good citizen. In 2007, Comcast was caught using its effective near monopoly on internet connectivity in its service area to stifle competitors. Well, not only did the FCC do nothing but give a slap on the wrist to punish that behavior, but shortly after allow Comcast to acquire NBC Universal. Right now, the average cost of cable in America is $86. Comcast, in 2013, collected about $156 a month on average per customer. Which is why this all comes down to two words, public interest. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the Comcast attempt to merge with Time Warner Cable a big deal? Well, again, two words, public interest. See, there is no public interest that is served by allowing these companies to merge. As a writer for the LA Times puts it, quote, neither Comcast nor NBC needs this merger for its survival. It won't improve cable TV or internet technology. In fact, by concentrating economic power in fewer hands, it may lead to less of all that. In order for the FCC to approve this kind of merger, now, they should only legally do so if they can determine it is in the public's interest. But tell me this, who in Washington is concerned with public interest these days? So the real number that deserves attention here, during 2013, Comcast paid $18.7 million to 30 different lobbying firms. In order to get their merger approved, Comcast doesn't need to prove that they're serving the public's interest. They just need to grease the right wheels. And it looks like they've already done that. For stories that affect your liberty, be sure to check me out online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party and join us by going to theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's theamericanfreedomparty.us.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Good evening, folks. Good afternoon, depending on where you are. You're tuned in to the American Freedom Party Report, coming to you live. I'm your host, James Kelso, coming to you from North Dakota. We've got 2 hours of Patriot programming coming up for you. We're very pleased to welcome to our audience folks who've been listening to previous shows here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, the outstanding Larry Pratt Show, a president of the Gun Owners of America, 2 hours preceding us, and then just preceding this show, the always amazing program of Phil Turney, USS Liberty crew member and survivor. I couldn't hope to follow two more interesting or important shows in the Patriot cause. So to all of you and who are tuned in from those audiences, welcome to the American Freedom Party Report. Let me say that the American Freedom Party, which may be new to you because it is a new political party, more than any party on earth is dedicated to the causes that you are nearest to you and dearest to you, as Gun Owners of America members and readers and listeners to Larry Pratt, and as readers and listeners to Phil Turney, and folks who want to see the USS Liberty attack of June 8th, 1967, to see finally a real naval border review to investigate that a horrible incident, a horrible attack. You have no greater friend than the American Freedom Party, which fully supports you on every issue, on every program idea that you entertain. So we're here to deliver in the realm of politics on the issues near to you and to the rest of the Patriot community. That's how we formed the American Freedom Party. We gathered together the platform planks, the issues, the populist issues not being addressed by the Tweedledum and Tweedledumber duopoly of the current Democrat and Republican hierarchies, and made a political party out of those priorities. So stay tuned for 2 hours. We have a guest coming up for you. Right at the top, right at the beginning of the program here, we're so honored to have coming to our microphone a new guest, Mr. Olaf Childress, who is the publisher of a remarkable newspaper called The First Freedom. Many of you may be already subscribers to The First Freedom. Olaf Childress bases his newspaper in Silver Hill, Alabama, which is there in the that little boot heel of Alabama between Mobile, Alabama, and Pensacola, Florida, down there on the Redneck Riviera. And I used to live there myself in Panama City Beach. I know what a wonderful place that is. And Olaf Childress has for years been one of the real stalwarts of our patriot cause, and his newspaper is remarkable. We're going to be talking a lot about it, and I hope you get it. You will subscribe to it, read it, and follow it, and also follow it online at Olaf's website. But let me welcome Olaf to the microphones now. Mr. Childress, are you there?
I am here, James, and I thank you for having me on your program this evening. I would like to talk about some of the same things that the American Freedom Party is interested in, and the fact that you're doing a wonderful job with your radio program, and that we need to have these tabloid newspapers out there in addition. We all need to be working together, supporting one another, and moving what I call the mediocrity out of the picture. Now, we have had 50 and 70 years ago problems that we blamed on the bureaucracy. Now, that was back in the time of World War II, Franklin D. Roosevelt, the new dictator. And at that time, they had, that's where we first had coming into existence these expressions about the alphabet agencies, the bureaucracy. We were buried under a bureaucracy. Today, it's got a new name. I coined the name myself, and it's slowly catching on. It's the mediocracy. In the old languages from the Mediterranean, the C-R-A-C-Y simply says the power. The power of the bureaus, that is the government offices. Today, that power is exercised by the media. We have a mediocrity problem. Now, I call these people media munchkins, the ones that we run into that are causing us all the problems, that are trying to push this new world order down our throats. I say they are the simpletons, and it's the money that's being pushed forward by the people who actually control the government and the media. We say that we've got a Zog problem. Most people listening to this program, I'm sure, are familiar with the word Zog, which stands for Zionist Occupied Government, if there's anybody out there that didn't know that. And I say that we can't get at the Zionist Occupied Government. We cannot overthrow the Zog. And by the way, I'm not saying that we wish to overthrow constitutional government, so let's have that understood right away. I am not advocating anything immoral, illegal, or unconstitutional. We must overthrow the Zionist occupation of our government, and in order to do that, we've got to stop chasing all of these shadows that they're throwing at us by their very clever manipulation, especially of the internet and their newspapers. So we've got to first take over, we've got to overthrow the ZOM, the Zionist occupied media. That's where we've got to go, James. We've got to overthrow the Zionist occupied media, and you're part of that. American Free Press is the flagship, you might say, of the tabloid newspapers. And while we haven't gained that many subscribers yet in the world, incidentally, we do have a lot of even foreign subscribers to both the American Free Press and the Nationalist Times and the Free Press out of Terrible, Texas, and my own newspaper, The First Freedom, we are increasing our circulation at the same time that those big newspapers are losing subscribers. There's just no way that they can force people to read their junk, because that's what it is. It's junk thought, and the people, even though they've had this rammed down their throats from the time they were in kindergarten here lately, they still know that it doesn't add up.
It does not. Simply, it does not, Olaf.
Simply, it does not add up.
Olaf, hold that key thought. We're going to come right back after these announcements. Stay tuned for Olaf Childress, folks.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're tuned in to the American Freedom Party Report. We are so honored to have as our special guest tonight the publisher of one of the most important patriot newspapers, The First Freedom. And we're very happy to share that keyword freedom with Mr. Olaf Childress's newspaper, The First Freedom. And Mr. Childress, before the break, I just talked to him during the break, I mentioned I want to add our an emphatic yes to what he just said about bringing down the mediocrity, the lamestream press, how wonderful it is that it is in decline right now, and how important it is that we build up our own now small but growing newspapers, websites, radio shows, and now we're even building a political party. Mr. Childress, hasn't it been really heartwarming to you to read the reports about how drastically the audiences of the mediocrity TV shows and newspapers are tanking?
Well, they're coming after us, but they're not going to stop us. The mediocrity is going belly up. They're losing readers, and they simply can't make people keep on pretending, and that's what it is. It's a great pretense, this new world order that they're trying to sell. They haven't been able to sell that to themselves. They were, for a while, for about 10 years, they were able to get a lot of sympathy out there among people who didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But this mediocrity does not mind hurting our feelings. They don't mind coming at the white people who founded this country and trying to make us feel like that we've got to step aside and make room for the new world order. We've got news for them. We will be here when they are gone, and there's simply not enough money behind that mediocrity to make our people buy it. We don't need it. I got started in this business back in 1999 when I was a member of March Against Crime over in Mobile, Alabama, Lillian Jackson's organization. And it came up about the time she passed away from cancer among the members that we were not getting a fair shake from the Mobile Press Register and the local television networks. We needed to somehow get leaflets and information out there to the public that bypassed them. And so I piped up and I said, hey, I used to work for the Boaz Leader up on Sand Mountain. I've got a little newspaper experience myself. And I was not too bad at English grammar when I was in high school. So they told me to go ahead and start the paper. And the main officers of that organization, the March Against Crime, wrote the first articles for the paper. And we set about a campaign to get Phil Krigler elected representative in Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of Alabama, to introduce legislation that would give us the right of referendum, which we felt like, because many states have got that, I believe they have that in Idaho, do they not, James?
I know. I'm not sure about Idaho. I know it's
some states have got it anyway, and we wanted to get it, and so that's how the First Freedom got started. But slowly, I realized as that organization sort of fell apart, and other writers came along and wanted to get in their 2 cents worth, I suddenly realized that I had a sort of a talent for picking out the ones that were for real. And avoiding the fluff by people that just wanted to talk, or that is, to write, and didn't really have anything constructive to say. I wanted to see a message that would appeal to people and would convince them, as I myself am convinced, that you cannot have what these liberals want. You cannot have a new world order of a single party. That won't fly. And here's why. The most progressive peoples that ever existed in the high times of the flourishing of the Roman Republic, I'm talking about before the empire, because that's when they started downhill. When you've got a republic, when you've got open discussion, you have something like the Olympics, not only out there on the playing field, but at the podium. You have debates that are real debates. You don't let one party come in and take over. And we know who we're talking about here. We're talking about the money party. You don't let those people take over your government. And you don't let them take over the discussion. And when they do occasionally take over the mediocracy, as they've done here for a time in America, it is only for a time. Because without real argument, when you have got two parties, Republican and Democrat, and as Alabama Governor George Wallace so well stated the case, not a dime's worth of difference between the two of them. And they've come closer together since then, just as inflation has brought that dime down to a penny. There's not a penny's worth of difference between the Democrats and the Republicans in Washington, D.C. So you don't have an argument. You've got to have people with opposing viewpoints to have an argument, and you've got to have an argument to have progress. You have got to have a fight if you want to have a life that's meaningful.
Well, no, and, Olaf, I've noticed something in your January issue. No, actually, I'm going back to the November 2013 issue of the First Freedom. I was intrigued by something that you, a story that you covered that I haven't seen covered by anybody else, backing up what you just said. Amazingly, Seymour Hersh, I'm quoting now from your paper, Seymour Hersh, America's top mainstream investigative reporter, said he harshly criticized his longtime employer, the New York Times, and other big media outlets. He said, this is a quote, "We lie about everything. Lying has become the staple."
Yes, absolutely.
Go ahead.
And as I say, James, let me put it this way. I pity any young man that has missed having a good fist fight. That's an argument. You've got a couple of friends that are no longer friends for the moment, and they decide the thing right then and there, fair and open. Neither one of them is trying to go and hide and use money to somehow purchase the title that I am the tougher fist fighter. It's settled right there, and the friends of both parties in this fist fight will then slap them both on the shoulder and say, now shake hands, and that's the end of it. And that was the end of it in the days when I was growing up. This is what we've got to have. We've got to have real confrontation, friendly confrontation, before it comes to blood. We don't want bloodshed. That's the last thing we want, because everybody loses when it comes to bloodshed. We want to kick their butts out of Washington.
Well, we are going to do that, Olaf. On that thought, let's take a pause and take a break. We'll return to Olaf Childress, publisher of The First Freedom.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited-time offer is for new subscribers only.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon. Coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S., for the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware.
Well, folks, thanks to the rising tabloid newspapers, the small press, the alternative press that includes our guest tonight, Mr. Olaf Childress. Thanks to that press, we are doing something about the dispossession of our people. And you just heard the debut ad for the First Freedom. That address you heard, that was Olaf Childress's voice telling you to take this chance to get a subscription to the First Freedom, his newspaper, and I urge you to do that. It's a bargain. It's a tremendous paper. I've got my copies in front of me right now. This is a fantastic newspaper, and the price is just a fraction of its value to you. So I'll ask Mr. Childress to give you that contact information again during our online time here. Mr. Childress is going to be with us. We have a two-hour program coming up, and I welcome Olaf to stay as long as it's possible for him, and we're honored to have him here. And the theme you're talking about, Olaf, is such a powerful one, our effort to defeat the mediocrity. And I also like the concept you just introduced, which is that we need to beat this monster. It's going to be a rough and tumble fight, But we need to beat this monster before it breaks down into complete violence in the streets, because one of the problems with that disintegration is that the solution we get there may actually be worse.
Well, James, let me continue with what I was just about to say about that there cannot be a world government. Temporarily, perhaps, yes. I mean, temporarily, you had the Greek who meant to take over the world, Alexander, and you had the Kaiser who meant to take over the world, and you had Lenin who meant to take over the world. But all of these things came to no good end because it cannot be. You must have an opposition, and you will have an opposition. If they take over the world, it's temporary. Therefore, I say let's all keep our chins up, keep our minds and ears open, because change is coming, and it's not the kind of change that that Kenyon and the White House has talked about.
Well, now let me, Olaf, let me add something to your thought there. I was just called by a left-wing journalist for an interview yesterday, unsolicited, and this person was trying to put up another one of these left-wing smear type articles that they write about us, trying to marginalize us and scare off our natural public, the white public, from listening to us. And I threw something at her that backs up what you were just saying, and that is that I talked to her about a recent Pat Buchanan article in which he talked about, it was entitled The Fire Bell for the EU. Buchanan talked about the rise of nationalist political parties in Europe, which are on a surge, so much so that in Switzerland, you talked about referendum. You were involved in a referendum movement in Mobile. In Switzerland, they have a referendum. And the Swiss just held a referendum in which they voted to close their borders to the invasion. And Pat Buchanan says this is happening all over Europe. He was writing to his American audience. He says, Americans, wake up. It's happening all over Europe, and guess what? It's coming to America. Just as you say, Olaf, there's an inevitability to this. They can't shove this down our throats without a resistance forming. And I like what you just said. It's going to be a lot bigger and a lot more furious than they ever expected.
Yes, the several newspapers that are coming up, American Free Press, which has taken the place of the old Spotlight, which the enemy managed to push out of existence. These newspapers each has its own style, you might say. The American Free Press is a weekly newspaper. And they can't get into some of the things that these monthly newspapers can get into. Now, you've got Don Wassel and the Nationalist Times backing the American Freedom Party. That's well and good. And you've got the First Freedom, which is pretty much centered on the South, that the South was right, and that we've had this kind of runaway government ever since the occupation of the South. The occupation of Ukraine today is simply an extension of what Lincoln's backers pushed onto the people back then. Now, in the next issue, the April issue that's coming out in a few days, Hunter Wallace has got an article talking about the five demonstrations in Southeast Georgia, Middle Tennessee, North Georgia, upstate South Carolina, and North Florida, there where the League of the South has got boots on the ground, and they do this in a very dignified way. They don't want people out there making fools of themselves. They simply want to show that we're not going to put up with it anymore. And when the media come around trying to bait people to say something, that they can run away with and make the most of, it does not happen, because Dr. Michael Hill, president of the League of the South, is the spokesman and other appointed spokesmen, and that does not happen. We've also got in the April issue an article exposing the Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery. Now, I've always called them the Southern Puberty Lechery Center. And we have got old Heidi Byrich Hicks is her name now. She has been harassing people, some of the writers for the First Freedom. She has been calling and harassing them, and we're pointing out that they are really desperate now to try to keep the Jewish money coming in to the SPLC. They're simply running out of something to fight with when you've got dignified people like League of the South, Council of Conservative Citizens, and other such organizations, as I say, with boots on the ground. Now, Hunter Wallace and the May issue, or in the April issue, is comparing their demonstration of 1 week ago, last Saturday in Jacksonville. They were there to protest this politician named Rubio that's all for the left-wing program, and they are there to tell him that they don't want any more of that. They put up a huge billboard right in sight of the Florida State Capitol that says CC, just one big word for the whole billboard, except that it's got their website down in the bottom corner.
I love it. Now, I love it.
Here's what Hunter Wallace is saying. While they were there demonstrating in Jacksonville last Saturday, the newspaper came out with a story about Al Sharpton was there just a day or two before, and he had brought out about 1,000 people to protest the Stand Your Ground law that was passed in Tallahassee, and they don't like that. The blacks don't like that, because Stand Your Ground means that it's harder to rape and kill. If people have got a right to blow them away from here when they come trying to rape and kill, they don't like that. And Al Sharpton is himself not a criminal, but he's got a lot of criminal supporters, and I think he understands that much. And somebody is furnishing the buses to bring 1,000 blacks in there, where the League of the South could only bring in 50 people. Now, what Hunter Wallace is saying is, if we just had a millionaire out there somewhere that would buy us a small fleet of used buses, we would have less problems making it up to Virginia, let's say. I think it's the fifth of next month, I believe, is when the League of the South is having another demonstration at the Capitol up there, and that will also be in the April issue.
Now,
he's making a good point here. We need somebody to get behind our own.
Well, all you millionaires out there listening to the show, we have some. We have some, Olaf. All you millionaires, stay tuned with Olaf for more after this break.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time
to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
What's the best source of information on the internet? ANUnews.net. ANUnews.net is regularly updated with the best cross-section of news and views. You need to fully understand what's going on in the world and why. ANUnews.net finds the most informative and provocative articles to be found on the internet for you to read. ANUnews.net is your online daily newspaper, an important weapon in the battle to arm Americans with the information they need to defeat the one-worlders and cultural Marxists. Make ANUnews.net a regular part of your internet experience. You'll be glad you did by visiting ANUnews.net.
A to Z Publications is your one-stop source for books written by Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. Dr. Krieg is a Renaissance man whose knowledge of the issues of the day and the needed solutions is unsurpassed. Dr. Krieg has written 13 books, titles such as Rendezvous with the New World Order, Obama's Nightmare Plan, Oz and the New Millennium, and others are available online from A to Z Publications. Go to A to Z Publications and order today. That's the letter A, the number 2, the letter Z, publications.com. Or write A to Z Publications, Post Office Box 110163, Bradenton, Florida, 34211.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, folks. You're tuned to the American Freedom Party Report, and we're bringing you a very important report today from Mr. Olaf Childress, the publisher and editor of The First Freedom, a great monthly newspaper. I've got a bunch of copies stacked in front of me, and I also have a big reader of The First Freedom and a big booster of The First Freedom on the line. Olaf, I'm going to ask him to come in and talk with you just in just a moment. I don't know if he's ever had a chance to talk with you in person. George, are you there? George, can you hear my voice?
I read you 5x5, James.
Well, George, you are you have the microphone and you are on the air with Olaf Childress. I know you've spoken so highly of Olaf and the First Freedom with me off the air. So I'm really pleased to have this opportunity to let you direct your question or compliments or questions to Olaf.
I will do so. Appreciate it, James. And it's with good reason that we have accolades for Olaf. Welcome to the show, sir. And
thank you, sir.
Yes. Let me start with The First Freedom, for all the readers, listeners on RBN who may have come from the previous shows, if you have not gotten a copy of The First Freedom, when the show is over, drop everything you're doing, get to the website, or find a way to get yourself a copy and read The First Freedom from cover to cover. It is truly one of the finest patriotic institutions in the world. There's just some unique features in it that can't be gotten anywhere else. One of my all-time favorites is every monthly issue has an in-depth reprint of Henry Ford's seminal articles from the 1920s in the Dearborn Independent. So I got to put that plug in. It really is that good. And, I've been hoping for a long time you would make it to the show, Olaf, and it's glad to have you aboard.
Okay, thank you, George. Glad to be here.
And George and Olaf, let's give that website address out, folks. It's firstfreedom.net.
Well, I do have a question, sir, and can you bring us up to date a little bit more of the League of the South? And the context is that I am one of many folks that were born, we'll just say, in Yankee Land. And I went through public schools in Yankee Land. And we were told in no uncertain terms in the 60s and 70s that the Deep South are bad guys. The war between the states was a hideous disaster of nasty people who wanted to break away. And it just isn't true. And a great place to start the details is in the First Freedom.
Well, Dr. Mike Hill, the president of the League of the South, has said it many times. All the South ever wanted was to be left alone. The United States itself was a breakaway nation from King George. When the British came with too much taxation and were being too unreasonable, they were telling the newspapers along the coast that they could not print this and they should print that and they should support this tax, et cetera, et cetera. The Americans simply said enough, and that was the end of it. It took some bloodshed, but relatively speaking, it was a cheap victory for the new nation, the United States of America. Now it was less than 100 years later when the new United States became unbearable to the South, and it was pretty much the same arguments that the bankers in the North were controlling the politicians, and the South knew that it was getting the raw end of the deal, and they would not budge an inch. That's exactly the way it was with the British when the United States broke away and they were only able to hang on to Canada. The South broke away and formed a new nation, and it was a new nation. It was not a rebellion, and this is proven by the fact that Minister of Justice in Washington, D.C., Sam Chase, told the new president after Lincoln was assassinated, he said, you must not bring treason charges against Confederate President Davis because secession is not illegal. It's not unconstitutional. Secession was what the United States itself had done. And so it was only specious arguments that were being used to subdue the South and occupy the South the way that the same regime today that has taken over Washington, D.C., has occupied Germany for over 50 years now, and they want now lately to occupy Ukraine in addition to Libya, Iraq, Afghanistan, Chad, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They want to occupy the world. They want to encircle Russia and force Putin to back off. And that's what it has come down to.
Now, George, thank you so much for calling in, and please stay online. But I want to let other folks know how they can call in, like you, and talk with our guest, Mr. Olaf Childress. Our phone number, which I haven't given out, pardon me, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report. I'm James Kelser, your host, live from North Dakota. I'm privileged myself to be on the board of directors of the American Freedom Party. And we are a political embodiment of what Mr. Childress is talking about, what it has been put forward. He has put forward for years. How many years have you been publishing the First Freedom, Olaf?
We're into our 16th year now, and haven't missed a single issue in all that time. As I say, it started out as simply a little four-page newsletter with the March Against Crime and Mobile, and it is now a full-sized tabloid, which incidentally, as I say, these so-called mainstream newspapers are going belly up. They have come off of the broadsheet, and they have got the same size newspaper as the First Freedom now.
Yeah, I've got a copy in my hand up. It's 24 pages, my copy here,
yeah.
Folks.
And yeah, it's 11 and a half by 17. Now, the American Free Press is 11 and a half by something less than 17. But as I say, they're coming out once a week, so but they've got a big job just to get all the news together to get it out once a week. Each one of these tabloid newspapers, the Free Press out of Terrellville, Texas, the Nationalist Times that Don Wassel has been putting out for a very long time.
Since 1985.
And American Free Press, which took over after they conquered the spotlight, which goes to show that you can't knock us out for very long. Each one of them has its own, more or less, its own style. And the First Freedom is more into promoting the boots on the ground. We have got more people who consider themselves such things as Odinists and nationalists. You've got the Council of Conservative Citizens, the League of the South. All of these people are doing demonstrations, and we are publicizing those demonstrations, and we would like to help. As I say, we've got coming up in next month's issue here, we've got coming up by Hunter Wallace, his appeal for somebody out there to furnish the buses, because we could get 1,000 people at these demonstrations just as easily as Al Sharpton could, and they would even bring their own lunches.
Right. And another tactic that has to be revived, and that's what the American Freedom Party is about, something that we were doing back in the 80s and 90s. We had a party, the Populist Party, back in 1984 and 88 and 92. The Populist Party ran David Duke in 88, the same year that Ron Paul ran for president on the Libertarian ticket. I'll talk about that when we come back from this break and take new callers. Stay tuned.
Financial uncertainty.